Personify the law for a moment. Think about what the law would look like if it lived next door. You might think law's old, with a scraggly long beard and sandals. It never leaves its ivied ivory tower even to get its robes cleaned. And as a technophobe, it certainly doesn't own a computer. But you'd be wrong. Law is no stodgy recluse. And I have the confidence to say this because the law's seen to it that someone in Florida was arrested for stealing not an antique Victorian music box or the many volumes of an Oxford unabridged dictionary, but the internet. Those who, like me, have wondered about the man in the little car who sits for about an hour each day outside of our houses, or is it just mine, need no explanation. For those blessed with a lack of neuroses, here's the scoop as best as someone with a non-computer science degree can explain it. If you have a wireless internet connection inside your house and haven't bothered to put in place some security measures, you may be broadcasting your wireless signal beyond your walls, into your yard, and onto the street. When I drive to Chicago with my laptop on, I'll occasionally get a signal that a wireless network is available. I remember well sitting outside the Corn Palace in South Dakota, don't ask, and watching with delight as four little green bars blazed the word that a wireless connection was available. I said, don't ask. Florida, for one, is cracking down on those who would answer the siren's call. For those who click on the alluring bars and accept the glowing invitation to use another's wireless internet connection, Jeeves answers that there's the potential for a rap sheet in the future. The Florida law is part of its computer-related crime statute and makes it illegal to willfully, knowingly, and without authorization, access or cause to be accessed any computer, computer system, or computer network. If you can't hold it, if you can't hide it, if you don't need to have any technical skills to tap into it, how can you steal it? An ethereal concept, really, especially when television and radio signals zip past us boundlessly. But many states already have computer crime statutes on the books, either directly prohibiting the practice of using another's wireless internet source or requiring only a quick language tweak to make it so, mostly to edit out an evil intent requirement. And as ethereal as the concept may be, the law's already decided similarly ethereal heat emanation detection and wiretapped cell phone conversation cases, to name but two examples. It's kept up pretty well with technology over the years. Why not Wi-Fi? So yes, your neighbor law may be old-robed, bearded, and sandaled, but it knows about wireless internet access. Click on the bars, and you know what you could end up behind. That's a message especially for you, man in the little car. I'm Amy Guida.